Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And of course, I want you to holler at me, 347-826-7435 is that call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you're listening to the show, you already see that because it's on a little blurb there. But just in case you was listening blind or whatnot and you wanted to dial on your rotary phone, which do not exist anymore, but just in case you may be one of the ones, those last holdouts, 347-826-7435. I'm saying it because I want to hear from you. Also, email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, y'all know where I'm coming from. I'm just trying to hear from you. Because you hear from me, I'm trying to hear from you. So if I hear from you and you hear from me, we hear from each other. And that didn't make any sense whatsoever, but it kind of did. Holla at your boy, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Also, you can go to the Facebook Smooth Drama page. Basically, Google Smooth Drama, whatever social network you're on, except for Instagram and Snapchat, because I'm just not self-absorbed enough to take pictures of myself all day, every day. It just can't happen. Now, if somebody wants to manage the Smooth Drama for me, cool, I'm in. But as it stands, it's not that I hate on it or I'm hating on anybody doing it. I just can't take pictures of myself and take video all day. I don't know what I'm going to say. And you know it's probably going to be something real stupid, like I'm on video, like, oh, man, trying not to scratch my balls on video. It's not going to work. And taking pictures of myself on Instagram all day and waiting on somebody to say, damn, you ugly. My heart can't take it. Even though I would like to think that I'm a very handsome fellow. I just sitting all day listening to people talk about my HD pimples or whatever. I don't know. Convince me. If not, it's not going to happen. In the meantime, you know, back to the usual grind. I mean, of course, 49ers played yesterday. Football season started this year. My Saints lost to the Raiders. I wasn't going to mention that, but I'm a man about it. We lost. It's okay. I'll live, I guess. But, of course, everyone was wondering whether Colin Kaepernick was going to continue to protest and what was the protest going to be across the league. And we saw that in Seattle, they locked arms, but they also had that fist in the air, you know, that fist in the air saying that, you know, we're all in it together. It was a beautiful thing. And of course more athletes knelt down, including, I give a shout out to, West Virginia Tech University, college volleyball players, Kiana Moreau and a couple of her homegirls who decided in showing support for Kaepernick, they kneeled during the Star Spangled Banner. And of course, you know, all the haters came out. You had, you know, Trent Dilfer of ESPN talking about how, yeah, I'm with him, and I understand what you guys are saying. And I haven't walked in you guys' shoes, but he's bringing attention to himself. It's like, so it's not a good move. It's like typical. Once again, the deflection. Don't want to talk about the issue. And you go trying to have a nice way to say, hey, you know, it's a legitimate issue, but I think that it's about you. No, it ain't about him. He ain't starting. I mean, and most of us who understand it, once again, it's not favorable for his career to do this because of racism. But even still, number one selling jersey in the country. So it just goes to show you, you don't necessarily have to have mainstream approval. Fuck the mainstream. I'm going to keep saying it. And shout out to the West Virginia Tech University girls volleyball players. Keep it up. As a matter of fact, there's a bandwagon. It's a huge bandwagon. And I was shook. Chris Brown refused to stand for the national anthem at a charity basketball game on September 11th. So you know, white folks was in the arms like, oh, he didn't stand for the national anthem. Charity game. Some Power 106 all-star celebrity basketball game benefiting the Homeboy Industries. And this is an organization that provides support for former gang members and previously incarcerated individuals to make a positive change. And this goes on at the USC Galen Center in Los Angeles. And this happened this Sunday. So when they performed Star Spangled Banner, he stayed seated. But he stayed seated. You know, so... I thought it was a beautiful thing. Chris Brown, though. But you know, of course, he caught that backlash. They are on Twitter calling him vile and disgusting because he won't stand for the Star Spangled Banner, and I'm like, you know, we always make that argument. Why would anybody black stand for the Star Spangled Banner? Most people know it. When it was written, it was not for black folks, and the fact that the guy who wrote it was a slave owner, and they omit, you know, some words that refer to that. It's one of those things that it's funny how people are outraged because the people who aren't treated right are mad because they're not treated right, and because we don't want to blindly follow folks who basically hate us and have treated us with disdain, the fact that they're upset by it. I mean, just broken up. Like, oh, why aren't you guys, and you're disrespecting the military? We ain't disrespecting nobody. Disrespecting the military is not paying them, making them go to VA hospitals that are substandard. That is disrespecting, or as I always say, you stepping over the military men as you go to get your Starbucks, which you do daily, because majority of them cats that's laying out on the street that you walk by and you talk about and y'all sweep out of the downtown areas, those veterans. But you support the military and you stand up for them at a ball game. And you walk over their ass and walk right by them every time you go get you something to drink. So yeah, I've been doing it all my life. I've never stood up for the Star Spangled Banner. One, I was always taught as idolatry, but you know, I'll let you good Christians tell me that it's not. I mean, because I guess the Star Spangled Banner is more important than the Bible y'all talk about, where it says no foreign gods before me. It's one of those things that I'm thinking at this particular point, the Bible over your flag. I'll let y'all decide. I'm not in that. I'm gonna move on, cause I just have to. Actually, I saw something that just we not gonna talk about black folks issues no more right now. So if you're not black, you're of all Caucasian descent or whatever, or you're leaning toward Caucasian issues, hopefully you'll feel good. Now, we're going to leave that alone for a minute. I read that doctors have reportedly completed the first transplant of a uterus into a man that will allow men to get pregnant. Supposedly, I mean, and this will, I guess, for those people who are transgendered and switch from male to female, you'll be able to bear children. I guess earlier this month, a clinic based in Ohio revealed plans to take uteri from deceased donors and transfer them to males or people who match the biological body assigned to them at birth. And if you suffered some uterine damage or didn't have a uterus at all, apparently in Sweden they successfully transplanted the uteri into 9 women, which they have taken from living donors. And from this, 5 pregnancies and 4 births were achieved in the women who had previously suffered from infertility. So I guess they're, you know, if you're a transgendered male, you'll be able to get some dead uterus in you, uteri. Get some dead uteri in you, and yeah, you can have a baby. Now, I know, and transplants happen all the time. Transplants happen all the time. And, you know, I mean, heart transplants, kidneys. I don't know how I feel. I mean, there's one thing to get it from someone alive, but parts from dead people, I don't know. It just, I don't know about you. It just sounds creepy. If you're going to get parts from somebody that they're dead and you've got dead uterus. I mean, do you? I mean, it's sort of like I remember talking about, like, if someone dies while having sex with someone, what does the next person think? Like, somebody died in that. Do I want to go behind, you know, like, dead dick? It's like, yeah. So, yeah, I'm guessing that if they did do it, it obviously wouldn't be, like, from sex. Even though after someone has transitioned, I guess, you know, some of them, they get, I guess, fake vaginas or what. I don't know how that works. And frankly, it's confusing the hell out of me just talking about it. But you're talking about you would have what used to be penis would be vagina. And then you put some dead uteri inside fake vagina to have a real kid. I don't know how that works, how it will connect the male body, you know, where you're eating and you get pregnant and it's feeding at you. I don't know how that would work. Would it be natural? It just sounds all unnatural, also more Dr. Frankenstein, super crazy, califragilistic, expeditious, retarded. But hey, men getting pregnant. Hey, that'll stop me from having sex dead in my tracks. I can get pregnant. I've said it before, I'll say it again. We get to that point where they're getting men pregnant, and you putting uteri in men, sex is over. But then you would have to have sex with a man anyway. We just going to leave that alone. I'm going to leave it alone because, yeah, I'm going on break. I can't talk no more. You know, we just going to talk about good old-fashioned regular sex. This is LL Cool J, backseat of my Jeep. We can just swing a real natural episode.
Oh, yeah. I want to send this one out to all the Jeep lovers worldwide. Burn them up. City, ghetto to ghetto. Dark slot.
your toes on the roof. You're so cute with your gold tooth. Extensions on the carpet. The night round brown in my target. It's so firm, proof, cushy. It makes me feel mushy. I love it when it's pushy. But don't laugh, I'm serious with this. Word out the back seat of my seat. It's priceless. You're climaxing. It's full of action. The love of you, action. It's so relaxing. Give me a hug.
Jeep, let's swing an episode. If you don't want to go in the back seat of the Jeep, you know, there's cars, SUVs, just in the back seat, just swing an episode. Anyway, speaking of swinging an episode, Italy has, and it's funny, they have declared next week, the 22nd, the government of Italy, they're promoting Fertility Day. And this is a campaign intended to encourage Italians to have more babies. In the ad, one of the ads had, beauty has no age limit. Fertility does. Another one portrayed a pair of baby shoes wrapped in a ribbon of the Italian flag. And another one showed a man holding a hand-burned cigarette. Don't let your sperm go up in smoke. And so, you know, because apparently in Italy, They have the lowest, one of the lowest birth rates in the world, you know, for a modern country. But apparently what happened was the people deemed it offensive and they withdrew the ads. And I mean, and you think about that for a second, how desperate are you when you have to put up ads, please, citizens, have sex with each other and have kids? You don't have to worry about that here in the United States. I mean, it's folks that just, you know, they can't support kids, but they're going to have them anyway. It's not an issue, but apparently in Italy, and, you know, I thought it's like people were amorous there. You know, they talk about, oh, the Italians and lovers. I guess they live in that mob life there. They taking it way too seriously. Like, everybody's gangster. And they ain't having sex and having babies. But, you know, when you talk about a so-called modern country, they have to beg. The government is begging folks to have kids. Basically, have sex with. Please have sex with each other and have kids. Now, one thing they say that private child care there is expensive, and they may lose their jobs. I mean, you know, that's you know, the people, the critics are saying that there's a no support provided by the government, by many of the employers in the country. And so Like, no. But it's, I mean, I thought that was funny. In you know, it, I could say it's racial, because it's a problem here in the United States. You know, like abortion, you know, when people are anti-abortion, they're basically saying they're anti-abortion in places where there's predominantly white people. And I say this, you know, not because it's racial, but I, you know, there have been forums and there have been ads, statistics talking about how for every one white person that dies, Caucasian, that dies, like 0.03 or 0.04 are born. Because y'all are greedy and you're trying to hold on to your money and you're not having babies. I mean, that's what it is. It's nothing else. You don't want to have babies. And I get it. You're enjoying the life. You know that. I guess that's part of that white privilege that they talk about, where they doing their thing. At the same time, I mean, I don't know. Are you gonna have the government? I mean, because we all know about that abortion argument. I mean. And it's an argument only in the Caucasian communities. They don't really argue for abortion in the inner cities, whatnot. They can give it now. It's one of those things. If you look at the arguments where they're arguing, it's always certain segregated areas only. They never talk about the multitude of Planned Parenthood, which are in the inner city. It just never comes up. But hey, I'm gonna get off of that, because nobody wants to talk about that. We want to talk about clean, wholesome stuff like Intamin, baked goods, Intamin. Just in case you're one of those people who is a connoisseur of Intamin baked goods, they are having a voluntary recall of some of those same baked goods. They're recalling their baked goods over concerns that they could contain small pieces of plastic. And this is according to Bimbo Bakeries USA, which owns the Intamin brand. Now, before I go any further, can you eat anything from a place whose owner is Bimbo Bakeries? It's like, Bimbo, really? Do people use the name like, yo, Bimbo? I mean, who would name their, obviously, Bimbo Bakeries, but Bimbo Bakeries. I'm sorry, it's just, I can just say the Bimbo Bakeries, Bimbo, anyway. So yeah, small pieces of plastic. So if you are eating any Intamin, there's a voluntary recall. You might want to return it. Now, they're saying the failure was at a contract manufacturer's bakery in Illinois, and the company said it in a statement on the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's website announcing the recall on Wednesday. The items affected are Intamin's Little Bites fudge brownie, the 5-pack, chocolate chip muffins, the 5-pack and the 10-pack, and variety box 20-pack, and they all had the best buy dates of September 24th or October 8th. 2016. And there's a full list of recall products available on the FDA website. Now, I'm like, when I thought, okay, they're voluntarily recalling baked goods because of plastic. How do you know there are pieces of plastic in your baked good? And we're talking about a lot of baked goods, apparently. I mean, what the hell are they doing in this bakery in Illinois where plastic is in everything? So they're like, you know, we just gotta recall it all. I don't know. It sounds kind of crazy to me. I got the salmonella, cause we know that salmonella happens. But I've never heard E. coli. You know, molds, stuff like that. I've heard of that, right? But plastic in your chocolate chip muffins, plastic in your fudge brownies, the variety pack, and the variety box, 5 and 10 pack, plastic. How the hell does that happen? Oh no. Yeah, no intimates for me. I'm just gonna pass on it altogether. Cause how do you come up like, hey, I think there's plastic in all our baked goods? That just means that you're using plastic for some strange reason. I don't know. It's just anyway. Chelsea Manning. Now, when I heard Chelsea Manning, you know, first, whichever, was going on a hunger strike over her treatment. Chelsea Manning is a transgender soldier. And he was doing their hunger strike to protest what she says is the lack of treatment she's receiving behind bars for her gender dysphoria. And you know, the protest was, I need help. I am not getting any. I have asked for help time and time again for 6 years and through 5 separate confinement locations. Manning, by the way, was convicted in 2013 on espionage charges for sending hundreds of thousands of classified documents to WikiLeaks. Yeah. You're espionage. Now, in some circles, Chelsea Manning could be looked at as a, I don't know if you would say a hero or whatnot, but, I mean, classified documents to WikiLeaks, you know, that's treason. That's treason. Now, I talk about this because We still have that issue where everyone is jumping on Colin Kaepernick for sitting during the national anthem. This is a person, Chelsea Manning, transgender, doesn't matter. I think that's irrelevant part of the equation, but they put classified information out there for any and all of your enemies, supposedly our enemies, to see. So, she is the exact opposite of a patriot. She is a traitor. But Chelsea Manning has sympathy from people. Because apparently, because of all of the flack from the transgender gay community, whatnot, the Army is paying for Chelsea Manning, the traitor, author of Espionage, going to pay for their treatment. Meaning, me and all the rest of us, quote unquote, law-abiding citizens, are going to pay for someone who's basically a traitor, a non-patriot. Because supposedly we're supposed to feel sorry for them because they're transgender. And I'm like, last time I checked, jail is jail. You kind of give up the right to ask for anything. I mean, you get out of jail, you can transition into whatever, whoever, however. But when you're in jail, I thought you didn't have any rights. And then, of course, we're talking about somebody who's in jail because they are a traitor. Traitor. Espionage. I don't see Chelsea Manning in the news as a traitor, espionage, and is out there talking about hunger strikes and to protest their lack of treatment. Hey, I thought when you're a criminal, fuck your treatment. Like, you criminal. What? So I'm paying for a criminal now. Because they are transitioning. I have to pay for it. Because that's generally, you know, we pay taxes. And taxes go toward roads and jails and things of that nature. So, shout out to Chelsea Manning for reaching into my pocket. And for all the people who support Chelsea Manning and her traitorous ass. Yeah. It's funny how that goes. Traitor. We support traitors. We support traitors. Now, if that's not enough for you, I'm reading Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin, who says conservatives may have to turn to physical violence to protect their values. Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin, Republican, doesn't matter though. He says, I want us to be able to fight ideologically, mentally, spiritually, economically, so we don't have to do it physically. But that may in fact be the case. He went on to say that he believed the U.S. would survive a Hillary Clinton presidency, but it might require bloodshed. He goes on to say something stupid like the roots of the Tree of Liberty are watered by what? The blood of who? The tyrants, to be sure, but who else? The patriots. Whose blood we shed, it may be that of those in this room, it might be that of our children and grandchildren. He goes on to say something stupid like talking about apathy and indifference have given away, don't let it happen. And they're talking about thousands of men and women in uniform fighting for us overseas, they need our full backing. And, you know, we can't allow our culture to crumble from within. Now, I'm reading this, and I'm like, we're talking about protecting their values. I'm like, what's being taken? You know, when you hear white people talking about what's being taken away from them, They're so mad. What is being taken away from them? I'm still waiting to see the atrocity. You know, we keep hearing about it, but I'm not seeing the atrocity that's happening. You know, we got to take our country back. You're going back to Europe? England? It's kind of where you came from. I'm like, you're taking it back, you know, fighting with violence. It's like, I mean, you would think that white people were being shot in the street by the police. Not because they committed any crime, but just during random traffic stops. Or like they were selling DVDs at the laundromat in front of the corner store. You would think that that's what's happening, but it's not. There's some philosophical demon in the air that says, hey, you know, We are killing. We're gonna have to fight and kill those enemies of us who are trying to take our values away. I'm like, man, I don't even know. I'm gonna leave Earth. That's what's gotta happen. We gonna have to leave Earth because we in that bizarro logic. We got that bizarro logic going on. And it's time to go on break. This is Kanye West. I think I'm gonna get on the spaceship. This is spaceship. I've been working in spaceship and I get shit. I wish I could find
these spaces. I swear I do. Watch me smoke my weed, tell my G. Got a lot of people counting on me.
trying to find my friends. Trying to finish school like mine. And nobody would even talk to me. Oh, man. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I wish I could find you.
Come home real late at night, standing on my feet all damn day, trying to make this thing right. I have one of my co-workers say, yo, you look just like this kid I seen in the old Buster Rhymes video the other night. Well, easy come, easy go, how that thing goes. No more broad service cars and no TV shows, they all had got snaps for me. A&R's and they back on seats. All turn they back on me and didn't wanna hear a rap from me. So naturally, actually, had to face things factually. Had to be a catastrophe. If the critics stare back at me, nothing's there, nothing's fair. I don't wanna ever go back there. So I won't be taking no days off till my day takes off. Working is friendship, and I ain't made shit. I wish I could find me a bitch. That's the guy. I've been working this spaceship and I ain't paid shit. I wish I could find me a spaceship and fly. That's the guy.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Kanye West, Spaceship. Because sometimes I think we probably need to leave the Earth. Probably get a little bit more peace on Mars. We can leave some folks that just won't kill us for no reason whatsoever. Get mad at us when we get mad at not wanting to be killed. It's just one of those things. I mean, we're talking about people who are mad at us because we want to be treated like normal. It's like, oh, the gall. You don't want us to treat you bad anymore? You're not down for us? Anyway, Birth of a Nation, October 4th, coming out. I'm going to keep talking about this because the only place I hear the negativity, we always talk about that crab in the bucket mentality. The only place I hear something negative about Birth of a Nation, seeing black voices. It's like every time I go black voices, Huffington Post in particular, in different black publications, I see all the negative articles talking about the Birth of a Nation. And what happened with Nate Parker, the star and director, 17 years ago, I'm going to keep bringing it up, 17 years ago, he was acquitted. A black man was acquitted. Meaning, he's not guilty. Even though people will say, but you could be found not guilty, but be guilty. But as we know here in America, for a black man to be found not guilty, OJ not included, because he's a special super Negro case. A black man not guilty is one of the hardest things to come by. It's really, really tough, right? But, it just keeps coming up, and I keep seeing article after article every week talking about Birth of a Nation. Comes out on October 4th. Don't see it. Nate Parker is awful. He hasn't redeemed himself. Don't go see the Nat Turner movie because Nate Parker, he was acquitted. And it's not right. I have not seen this many articles on Brock Turner, who was found guilty. It just, because you hear people talking about white privilege, whatnot. And you think on Black Voices they would talk about that. But I scan through there, and I scan other quote-unquote black sites. I see stuff about Nate Parker. I see nothing about Brock Turner. Nate Parker, acquitted, not guilty. Brock Turner, guilty. Guilty, 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 guilty. Got off by the judge. No article. I mean, there's 1,000 articles about Bill Cosby. He said he was guilty. So, yeah. But Nate Parker quit it. I thought not guilty was not guilty. And especially when we're talking about the difference between that and white officers shooting and killing black people. When they're not guilty, we understand that is the system working. When a black man is found not guilty 17 years ago, it's supposed to go away, but apparently it does not, especially when you make a movie that surrounding black folks and a major freedom fighter in Nat Turner. And I think it's important that we continue to say freedom fighter, not rebellion. Freedom fighter. They were slaves. Freedom fighter. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to, I'm going to keep talking about this. October 4th, please go see the movie. Just because these super Negroes don't want you to. I mean, buy a ticket. If you protest, just buy a ticket and walk off and protest. I'm saying you spent way more money to see terrible movies. I might just buy 2, 3, 4 tickets and just keep going to see it, or just, hey, what you going to see? Nah, I'm going to pay for you to go see Birth of a Nation. Just because. I don't normally do stuff like that, but it just seems like it would be appropriate, They don't want you to see it. That means you need to go see it. Excuse me. Didn't mean to do that. But, in the meantime, what do we talk about? We can talk about modern-day slavery. Read an article where they talked about the cost of incarceration in the U.S. is over $1 trillion, with about half of that falling on the families, children, and the communities of the people who've been locked up. most of y'all know. If you don't know, United States is the biggest jailer in the world. Less than 5% of the world's population, but about 25% of its prisoners. Another 7 million Americans are either on probation or on parole. Operating all the federal and state prisons, running the local jails. It's said to cost the U.S. government about $80 billion a year. They said, you know, they go into an additional 10%, $10 in social costs per inmate. Now, it costs $80 billion a year, and we keep building prisons. We've talked about it, continue to talk about it. How much are they making? See, they'll release, and we'll do different studies where they'll release how much it costs to incarcerate. But how much do prisons make? And what are the tax returns on some of these prisons, these corporations? I mean, we know they don't pay taxes because, as we know, corporations are people. And those people are too big to pay taxes. And as always, I will speak about that guy that y'all love so much. I don't. Michael Jordan, who is invested in prisons. I mean, why would you invest in a prison? First, as a black man. Second, why would you invest in a prison if it wasn't making money? See, I mean, why you should not like that man? He doesn't invest in the black community. You know, he'll give some money to an organization that talks about we want to help the black community, but he doesn't invest in businesses that could benefit your community, but he'll invest in the jail that does not benefit your community. He ain't helping build a school. He's helping building the prison, maintain. He's investing in prisons. Prisons must be the IRA of rich people, apparently, because it's a gang of them that invest in prisons. Prisons are private. You don't have private prisons if there's not money to be made. I mean, think about that for a second. You know, because we talk about investing money. You get a little change in your life. And you want to invest money so that you can have a little something when you retire, whatever. A good way to invest your money and watch it grow, invest in the prison. Funny how that is, huh? Invest in the prison, not in the bank, not in your community, in the prison. And on that note, I want to thank you all for listening. Be looking out. Next show is going to have my main man, Raj Hills, in the building, and we're going to tear it up. And for all my listeners, this is Mr. F the N-Word, and this is another Smooth Drum production, and I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama.